Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Welcome to Good News Day on Laugh Again, that time when we celebrate the goofiest, the loopiest, the sweetest current events we can find. Like the story of an Idaho guy who walked 1,100 feet with a running lawnmower balanced on his chin. Or the escaped goat that completed a marathon in Newfoundland, receiving a participation medal at the finish line. Or the tale of three young men who found an injured hiker and carried her down a mountain on their backs. Way to go, guys. In the totally ridiculous category, a live toad was found in a bagged salad purchased at a grocery store in England. Graham Martin, who pulled the amphibian from the bag, told reporters, "The toad is in a nice little box. He's got some soil and some leaves to hide in. He's got a little water bowl. I've chucked in some beetles for his dinner, and he's loving life." The company responsible released a statement, apologized profusely, and accepted total responsibility for the blunder. Ironically, the next day, Graham's car got towed. I'm kidding about that. In other news, a massive grape spill caused a traffic jam on Highway 165. California commuters began raising a fuss when a semi-truck covered the road in grapes that were soon squashed beneath the tires of passing cars. Motorists continued to whine when the highway was closed in both directions as emergency workers scooped up the grapey goo. Thankfully, the mess was soon cleared up and everybody was grateful. In other news, a UK study of 120,000 adults found that those who report higher levels of happiness have an almost 50% lower risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart failure than those who report low levels of happiness. Interesting. Unplugging from toxic news adds to our happiness, and filling our minds with uplifting stories does too, with things that are pure and lovely and of good report. Like our final story of the day. After Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the southern U.S., heartwarming stories poured in. Stories of personal sacrifice, of neighbors and strangers helping each other at great personal cost. David Jones left home expecting a straightforward drive to his daughter Elizabeth's wedding. However, severe storm debris blocked multiple routes along Interstate 26, forcing Jones to navigate numerous detours. By 2 a.m., he finally crossed into Tennessee, only to be told by a state trooper that all roads ahead were impassable. So Super Jones left his vehicle behind and set out on foot through the pitch-black fields filled with debris. He pushed forward, climbing over mounds of guck, and got stuck up to his knees in the mud. After freeing himself, he crawled forward on his hands and knees through muddy terrain, then began walking again, praying as he went. Against all odds, David Jones walked 17 miles, arriving in time to walk his daughter down the aisle in clean pants. Daughter Elizabeth said, "That's so emotionally moving, knowing my dad loves me that much. Way to go, Dad. Kind of reminds me of another daddy. Abba, Father. No detours or debris could stop him. No obstacle could overpower him on his quest to find and redeem the likes of us. Ephesians 2 says you were far away from God, but now God has brought you near to himself. It is by grace we are saved through faith." Hey, that's the good news. Now, go make someone's day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.